Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller. Made in America and made to last.
4 weeks in a row now, cash cattle prices have been higher. We've had about a $20 bounce in that four-week period, and we've got the highest prices for finished cattle since August of 2015, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Wholesale box beef trade also has been sharply higher, up over $16 a hundredweight last week, and starting this week, another $2 to $3 a hundredweight higher on the choice and select box beef trade, according to USDA. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us, and he talks about some of the why of this market.
The reasons we've had this rally are largely tied to our marketing rate, the needs of packers, and the very current market situation. And that's there are some parallels there, but you don't see these kinds of increases perpetuate. And the other thing we've had this year that is, added on, we've had a lot of hedge cattle this year, talking to bankers and producers across the United States. We've had some very tough times in cattle feeding. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a lot of hedge cattle, and the basis and the futures have really caused those cattle to move early into packer hands rather than be delayed. So all these factors, it takes four or five of these unique factors came together to get us here. Can they perpetuate? I think some can, but this type of percentage increase, tends not to persist. That doesn't mean that we're not going to still be profitable feeding cattle, but this very much feels like a spike. Looking at the meat market, I would also come to that conclusion on Friday. Even though the choice beef cutout was higher, the volume just evaporated. We had the lowest volume of any week since right before Christmas. And so as this last week progressed, the industry really started to step back of the higher cutout or the wholesale market. And that's probably reflecting, this very strong, over $12 a hundredweight week-over-week change in the cutout along with the fed cattle market. The packers have done okay in this environment because the meat market has gone up in tandem with the cattle market. But the meat market headwind, I think, is probably the dampening force.
Saying all that, wholesale box beef trade continued higher as we started this week, substantially on the upside, up $2.57 on choice beef yesterday to $241.44. The select beef at $222.89, up $3.32. Volume again a little on the light side, 80 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds, but still sharply higher, continuing. The trend still there, at least for the time being anyway, on the wholesale trade, according to USDA. All in all, an unprecedented move up on these cattle markets, according to Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.